This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
We have an awesome guest in studio today, Marissa Sergi. She is the founder and CEO of Redhead Brands, Redhead Wines, and she's just been selected recently with the Walmart tryout program out of 500 companies. Welcome to Northwest Arkansas and to our show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me what's next for you. I mean, obviously you have this huge test in Walmart and all these big deals happening.
Yeah, so with Redhead, I want to see myself really craft a value-added marketing program where I'm not telling you to buy Redhead. I want you to buy Redhead because you love wine, you want to try something different, you like the brand, you like the story, you want to support a young person starting a business, entrepreneur. I'm not a big brand yet. I'm just a person trying to embrace my grandparents' sacrifice for immigrating here with every opportunity. So that's partially why I started Redhead as a business. But I want to make sure that I'm a strategic partner with every store and business or brand that I partner with, because I'm not trying to make money here. Of course, like, I need to pay my bills and all that fancy stuff, but this is my passion. I just want it to happen. I want everyone in America to have the ability to go and buy my wine and try it, share their life's moments with my product, because wine enhances life. You drink at good times, maybe in some stress. It's just a great beverage to spend your life enjoying. And I want to make sure that I'm not just a brand you hear about now. I want it to be something that you hear about 10, 20, 30 years from now. It's something that I really believe in, and my customers really enjoy my product. So it's really nice to see my efforts being appreciated too.
It's awesome. So where can our listeners right now, but yes, where can they find your product right now?
Yeah, so I'm only selling Redhead in Ohio currently, specifically the northeastern parts, and in Cincinnati only at Jungle Jim's International Market. Okay. But I know a lot of people do visit Jungle Jim's. But you can buy it online through my website, redheadwine.us. I could legally ship to about 38 states. But now with working with Southern Glacier, I want to get into New York next, Michigan, and at least Northwest Arkansas at some point. Just being able to sell alcohol in every state is very complicated because it's federal and state regulated. So there's a lot of red tape I have to jump through. But I do plan on distributing it here, hopefully in the next 6 months to a year. I can't say like next week, it could be, but there's a lot of other companies and individuals part of this process, so I'm patient. But please keep an eye out for it. I would really appreciate you guys trying it and letting me know what you think. Redhead Wine without an S.
Redheadwine.us.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah, and the distribution process. And we've interviewed others that have gone through this bigger distribution process with Kroger and Walmart and others. And sometimes it would be a 6 month, a 4 month, a 10 month waiting period. So even when there was approval, and sometimes it was faster.
Yeah.
And there's just so many factors so I guess that's a question I have for you is, how do you be patient waiting for big, big things?
I am so glad you just asked this, because I've been speaking with Kroger since last November. They wanted my product December 1st of 2016, and it's still in the process of being approved. Yeah. So I think is it 10 months now? I can't even think right now, but it's been a long time. They just resubmitted the approval form today.
Okay.
And being patient has been something that I've been able to do with Kroger, because I have a lot of back-ended work because I'm trying to elevate my boxes, because right now they're white and ugly. So I've been able to purchase branded boxes that should be arriving at my winery any day now. So this waiting period has been worth it in hindsight, because I could have branded boxes for my wines in Kroger. But it's nice to kind of take some of those impatient moments and be productive. Like, oh, I wish I were in X amount of stores, but I'm not. What could I do to kind of help move that along? Maybe a new interview or new marketing ideas you can throw out there, or getting a buzz going where customers are asking for your product in those stores.